So Parsha Naso has the story of the Nazir. Not the story, but meaning the laws, the details. And the Torah tells us, Zotar Nazir, this is what he does when he finishes his Nazirot. He comes and he brings the korbanot and goes and gets the haircut in the Mikdash. So the Meshech Chachma points out, you know, the Torah actually never tells us how long Nazirot is for. We know from Chazal, Stam Nazirot is Shloshim Yom, but the Torah doesn't have a certain date. And he says that's by design. The Torah doesn't mention that because the main point of the Nazirot is Nazir LaHazir LaShem. The whole point is to try and focus on a Kaddish Baruch Hu a little bit in order to restrain yourself from your taivot that you might have. As the Gemara tells us about Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen who would have been eating from the Korbanot of these Nazir, and he says, I never ate from any of them. I never wanted them. Until one guy I met, this famous story in the famous Gemara, that there was this one Nazir, why did I eat his? I met him. And I said, what happened that I became a Nazir? He says, I was so beautiful, so beautiful. And one time I saw my reflection and it really got the better of me. I was really taken by my beauty. And I said, what? How could you, you know, your beauty is so false. There's nothing to it, really. So I said, that's it. I'm going to become a Nazir and separate myself from that. And so he was so inspired. He says, okay, that was the one Nazir he ate from. That's the story. He just alludes to it here in one line. He says, the whole idea is Ligdor Atzmo Me'atava Ve'agava Ve'amotrot, to keep yourself from all your lusts and all your thirst and quenching, from all your pride, from anything extra. He says, for that, there is no set time. That's why the Torah doesn't have a time. Since that's the whole idea of Naziros, is to stop yourself, well then everybody has to know for themselves how long that is. It also depends what struck your fancy. You could be so entrenched in it, and you need 100 days. You could be like, no, I'll just stay off wine for a week, and I'm fine. And therefore, the Torah doesn't have a set time. Each person should set himself. But, says the Meshech Chachma, and sometimes people think that this is, like nowadays, we're familiar, some of us, with something called like Alcoholics Anonymous or any of the addiction that people have, that addicts can't have any, right? We're aware of that. As in, if you're an alcoholic, so you can, it's not like, okay, I'll go back to having just one cup of Kiddush and not indulging, not getting drunk, not going overboard. No, if you're an alcoholic, you can't have any. So he says that's not, okay, so he's not discussing Alcoholics Anonymous, he's not discussing those things, because people have diseases and should get the help they need and should follow that advice. I'm not speaking about that. This person had some experience that caused him to realize, I have too much taiva going on here. Didn't say it was addiction. He just had something going on that was enticing him. And he says, I have to step back, and he becomes a nazir. So how long does he do that for? So the Meshech Chachma says he does that until he's able to stop himself. But how much to stop himself? Not stop himself completely and never do it again. But it's where he could do it again within reason. The Torah is not saying never drink wine. The Torah is not saying never think you look good. You know, look in your reflection and not be... You're allowed to partake in the world to a certain extent. It's only where that becomes, that's what I'm all about. I got to get more and more taiva and fulfill, quench my thirst. Every step of the way, that's what the focus of my day and my life is. Well, now you're too much into it, you better take a step back and be a nazir. But to partake of the world occasionally in a reasonable amount, everything in, what's the word? Everything in moderation, thank you. Everything in moderation, that's, the Torah is okay with that. And then Torah didn't tell us not to enjoy the world. So therefore, the Torah doesn't have a set amount of time. You have to figure out. You have an event, and something's enticing you. You find yourself, I've been quenching my thirst a little bit too much. I haven't been focusing on what's important in life. Let me stop my focus on fulfilling my pleasures and pursuing life's pleasures. There are pleasures in life. And within reason, you're allowed to partake of some of them. But if you find yourself too deep in that, So the Torah says, okay, take a step back. How long? Well, every person, that's a different amount based on what your situation is. And therefore, the Torah doesn't have a set amount of time for Nazirut. But when do you stop is when you are able to, again, partake of the world in a reasonable amount. Because the Torah, says the Meshech Chachma, is not telling you to stay away from everything. And the Meshech Chachma, by the way, this is part of his whole shita and whole approach. Again, this isn't a methodological shir on the Meshech Chachma all year long. I did that one year here. But he has a certain mitzvot. One of the things he likes to do is tell you how halacha is in the pshat of the psukim. But another thing he likes to do, he has as a shita, that the Torah is meant for you as a guidebook for your life. And therefore, the Torah, on the one hand, is never going to command you to do something that's bad for you. And that's why, for example, off topic, but why he says, Peruvru is a tzivoy for the man and not for the woman, because it's dangerous for the woman, and therefore the tzivoy is only going to be on the man, the Torah can't come in. And why, when there's a commandment of Yom Kippur, there's a whole command to eat the day beforehand, and there's no other commands in the Torah, all other fast days aren't Araita. Right? So the Meshech Chachma has the Shita throughout his Perush, that everything in the Torah is really good for you and the best for you, and I'm going to Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for you, and it may explain his Perush and lots of things. So the same thing he says in the Nazir. The Torah, Hashem made the world, partake of it. Within reason, you're supposed to be what's called The Torah doesn't want you to be an ascetic. The Torah doesn't want you to have to stay away from everybody else and not partake of the world. The Torah says, enjoy the world responsibly, within reason. And therefore, when you find yourself partaking of too much of the pleasures, so you need to take a step back. How much? That's for each and every person. But don't think that the message of Nazir, because some person, oh, there's a mitzvah of Nazir. So maybe that's what the Torah wants, that I'll stay away from this and I'll stay away from that. And says the Meshech Chachma, no, the Torah is not saying that. If you find yourself overindulging, okay, take a step back. But indulging in a normal, occasional, moderate amount, everything in moderation, the Torah is okay with. That is the message the Meshech Chachma gets from Nazir, that he says the Nazir doesn't have a set time. Why is that? That's the message the Meshech Chachma learns from it. It's a very, very important, relevant lesson for all of us. Bismanazeh, and at all times. Shkach.